NAVMED Publication 5132, Equipment Management Manual, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Section 3. 1. Which program established policies and procedures in achieving Department of Defense's standardization objectives? Defense Standardization Program, Delta Sierra Papa. 2. Who is responsible for maintaining a unified defense standardization and cataloging program for like products, technologies, a common set of specifications, and cooperating with the industry in the development of standards? Secretary of Defense. 3. Which instruction provides objectives and procedures for Chief Bureau of Medicine and Surgery's participation in defense standardization program? BUMED Instruction 4120.2. 4. Which command coordinates a unified DON position for medical and dental items standardization? Naval Medical Logistics Command, NAVMEDLOGCOM. 5. What is responsible for clinical, technical, and logistical aspects of medical material entered into the defense supply system? Defense Medical Standardization Board, Delta Mike, Sierra Bravo. 6. Activities are required to report all excess equipment with condition A, B, and C, and with a minimum line value of which amount to NAVMEDLOGCOM via the Tri-Service Medical Excess Distribution System by using the Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support System. $500. 7. What will be established and used at each activity to plan, budget, approve, and prioritize equipment acquisitions and leases? Equipment Program Review Committee, Echo Papa, Romeo Charlie. 8. How often at a minimum must the Equipment Program Review Committee meet to formulate and prioritize all unfunded equipment? Semi-annually. 9. It is recommended that command business plans include a 5-year equipment replacement plan that is updated how often? Annually. 10. NAVMEDLOGCOM's Equipment Support Directorate performs technical review of equipment greater than which amount, regardless of projected funding source? $25,000. 11. What is the current OP-funded threshold? $250,000. 12. How many years are technical approvals valid for? 3. 13. NAVMEDLOGCOM coordinates the review and approval process for the procurement of expense equipment ranging from $25,000 up to which amount? $249,999. 14. The O&M appropriation is proper when the equipment or system falls under which category? Sustainment, Restoration, and Modernization, Sierra, Romeo, Mike. 15. Which series provides guidance on determining if equipment should be procured with OP, O&M, or construction dollars? OPNAV Instruction 11010.20. 16. What is defined as all self-propelled equipment normally used in storage and handling operations in and around warehouses, industrial plants, airfields, or depots, such as forklift trucks, warehouse tractors, platform trucks, and pallet trucks? Material Handling Equipment, Mike Hotel Echo. 17. Which series provides specific instructions for initiation of requirements for initial or replacement procurement of material handling equipment, allowance change requests, maintenance, and inventory reporting? NAVSUP 10490.33. 18. How many different ways can leases be classified as? 2. 19. Capital leases are leases that meet the minimum capitalization threshold of $100,000, has an estimated recovery period equal to or greater than how many months, is not intended for sale in the ordinary course of operations, and has been acquired or constructed with the intention of being used or available to be used by DON in its operations. 24. 20. What is the administration, operation, and maintenance of automotive vehicles, construction, and railway equipment collectively known as? Civil Engineering Support Equipment, Charlie Echo, Sierra Echo. 21. Which command is responsible for the administration and procurement of civil engineering support equipment for the Navy? Naval Facilities Engineering Command, ComNav FaceEngCom. 22. What were established within designated ComNav PhaseEngCom engineering field divisions to facilitate execution and management of the Civil Engineering Support Equipment Program. Transportation Equipment Management Centers, Tango Echo, Mike Charlie's. 23. What maintains medical visual information service activities that supports local medical and dental VI activities? BUMED. 24. Which center is responsible for coordinating all reviews and approvals of medical equipment that connect to the local and wide area networks? Naval Medical Information Management Center, November Mike, India Mike Charlie. 25. Which series establishes authority for clinical investigation program equipment? BUMED Instruction 6000.12. 26. The Morale, Welfare, and Recreation and Bachelor Quarters program is administered following which instruction? NAVMED COM Instruction 1710.1. 27. Which board evaluates new and emerging medical imaging and radiotherapy technologies and recommends short and long-range planning and acquisition strategies for radiographic, nuclear medicine, ultrasound imaging, radiotherapy, and related support equipment? Naval Diagnostic Imaging and Radiotherapy Board, November Alpha Victor, Delta India Romeo Bravo. 28. How often does the Naval Diagnostic Imaging and Radiotherapy Board meet? Quarterly. 29. How many weeks prior to a Naval Diagnostic Imaging and Radiotherapy Board meeting must activities submit emergent equipment requests to NAVMEDLOGCOM's Equipment Support Directorate? 6. 30. BUMED activities shall prepare and submit investment equipment budgets following BUMED's annual published guidance. OP budgets are submitted via the regions to NAVMEDLOGCOM's Equipment Support Directorate. OP investment equipment is budgeted how many years prior to when it's expected to be purchased? 3. 31. What will be assigned to each OP equipment item budgeted? Acquisition Control Number, Alpha Charlie November. 32. How many digits is the Acquisition Control Number? 6. 33. Expense equipment is equipment with a cost up to which amount? $249,999. 34. To support standardization and cost savings through consolidated procurement, requests to purchase expense equipment with a cost greater than which amount shall be routed through the regions to BUMED? $25,000. 35. The priority designator in OPNAV Instruction 4614.1 UMMIPS shall be strictly followed when determining delivery date of an item. The designators for requisition processing are 03, 06, or what else? 13. 36. Under certain circumstances, NAVMEDLOGCOM will perform procurement actions on behalf of an activity. The requesting activity must forward specifications for the item using either a NAVCOMPT 2276 or which form to NAVMEDLOGCOM. DD1149. 37. After BMET inspection, tag equipment and update property accounting records. Ensure that the ACN is entered in the ACN of the new equipment record in DMLSS. Under all circumstances, equipment must be tagged and entered into DMLSS within how many days of receipt, or it must be determined damaged or defective and rejected. 7. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.